This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. Among the November 7th ballot items in Dallas is a bond package of items ranging from streets, parks, and libraries to homelessness and economic development. The package totals $1 billion, but City Hall reporter Tristan Holman of the Dallas Morning News told me the tab started out lower.
At one point, they were talking as low as $600 million. After the Dallas Police and Fire pension crisis stabilized, they decided, we could probably do a little bit more than $800 million. And part of the problem was they couldn't really decide what should go in that $800 million. This bond package is sort of a reckoning. There's a lot of things, a long time coming, especially parks.
Any big major project among parks?
So you have the Clyde Warren Park expansion. There's about $10 million for that, which is paired with some private matching dollars. There's downtown parks. There's about $35 million there, which again is paired with matching dollars. And that's how they're getting a lot of bang for their buck. It's sort of hard to resist those privately raised funds that are already there. So there's going to be, I think, three new downtown parks included in that. There's a fourth one that was built separately out of the bond package because of by private dollars because of some other primarily political considerations going on there. But there's going to be some new recreation centers. And then there's just the kind of stuff that you'd normally see in a bond package, parking lots, bathrooms at the Arboretum so that they can accommodate more visitors. Circuit trails are included, connecting some of the Dallas's trails together so that you can stay on a long path instead of having it broken up into different segments throughout the city.
And half of this bond package is for streets.
There's a lot of this is deferred maintenance, and you can see it when you're driving every day. There's a lot of potholes that just get patched, and the road really just needs to be repaved.
Can Dallas ever really get ahead of its street projects?
That's sort of the hope with this project, is that maybe we can finally start making some progress toward making the streets improved. We'll see how that goes because the streets are generally seen as a maintenance item that should be paid for out of the annual budget. So that was actually Councilmember Kleinman's complaint that the streets should not be paid for on a credit card, that this should be something that the city funds every year.
The city's been aggressive in shutting down homeless camps in the last year or two. So I'm intrigued by what's in this $20 million in the package for homelessness.
Some of that's going to be permanent supportive housing for their homeless residents. So basically getting them in longer-term housing.
Of what type?
You know, it's hard to tell what exactly this is going to look like just yet. I don't know that this is going to be a shovel-ready project, but they decided that the best way to solve the homelessness problem is to give permanent supportive housing. The problem is it's expensive. So $20 million may not be the magic bullet here that solves homelessness in Dallas, but it's certainly a start that's paired with what's now going to be an annual budget item to harden these homeless encampments where people are staying right now and keep them out of basically freeway underpasses so they're not sleeping under there.
The $50 million or so included for Fair Park, is this a reflection on recent discussions about what to do with it overall?
When they were talking about handing this over to a private vendor, and they're still talking about that, although now it's an open bid process, that was a lot of the talk is should we pay the money to fix up the buildings now, or should we wait until they have some tenants and then really pay? But regardless, those are historic structures, and a lot of them are in need of repairs, talking about roofs and HVAC systems. Mm. We're not talking about making them look all shiny again. So they basically as a poll to people and say, do you care about Fair Park? And they believe that the answer is going to be yes, that they want to spend $50 million, which as far as the Parks and Recreation Department is concerned, does not nearly cover what they want, but it's a start.
The city's bond rating fell during the whole police and fire pension fund crisis. Does that affect this bond package in any way?
That effectively means that we'll be paying likely higher interest on the bonds once they're issued. It's not going to be substantially higher. It's not like the interest rates are going to soar, but it is going to make a difference in sort of the long-term costs of the bond.
Assuming this package passes, what kind of impact does it make on the city's overall list of needs?
Well, the overall list of needs is about $10 billion. So $1 billion, it's a bite off of that. It's going to be significant, but it's not going to be the end-all be-all of fixing up what Dallas has accrued in deferred maintenance over the years.
Tristan Holman with the Dallas Morning News. Thank you for being with me.
Thanks for having me, Sam.